pressing a finish today that I'm sure that doesn't thrill you. I mean, obviously, going out, only one team finishes their season with a win, but they really had a lot of difficult matchups for you guys today and created some havoc on the glass.
Yeah, I mean, they were just more physical, and that's just something that'll upset me for a little while. But, I mean, there were times we battled, so it just went back and forth. So I'm just really happy how hard we fought, and we just didn't get it, and that's sports. So,
you guys did such a great job. You know, you got over that kind of invisible barrier this year. You advanced to the state tournament. You guys won 24 games again this season. And what's going to be the enduring memory for you this season?
Oh, that's tough. I just think it was just how much we've all grown. We've all, like, this summer it was just a lot of me trying to do isoball, my other teammates trying to do isoball. It was just how we've grown just as a whole. Like, I've never been as close to a team as I have been this year, so that's just something that's been huge. So that's something I'm most proud of, something we just slowly grew together, and now we're bonded for life, and I'm just so happy about that.
This is a community that loves its basketball, that loves its Raiders, and I mean, I'm sure that you guys could feel that here today. I mean, you felt it all season, but especially today. I mean, the whole side of the arena here today was full of red and black.
Yes, sir. It was definitely more red than white, but I'm a little disappointed I wasn't able to get them a win that could get them more on their feet. But Raider fans show out. It doesn't matter how far it is. It could be 2 hours, 20 minutes. Raider fans are going to be there, and I'm just so appreciative for each and every one of them, whether they went to the game or at school giving us positive feedback. It's something that allowed us to keep going, so I'm just so grateful for that.